farewell to the British writer Andrea Levy, who has died from cancer at the age of 62. Her books, including Never Far From Nowhere and The Long Song, explored her Jamaican-British heritage. Her most successful novel was Small Island, which won the Orange Prize for Fiction in 2004. Sir Lenny Henry played the head slave Godfrey in the BBC adaptation of The Long Song last year. In an essay for the National Theatre, he says, "Andrea's writing is on point. She finds the nub of a character and explores it fully, mapping out emotions, motivation and passion like a dramaturg or an ordnance surveyor. Long may her legacy reign." The Australian Society of Authors has joined with similar organisations in England and America to condemn the Internet Archive's Open Library Project, which aims to digitise and distribute books for free. The ASA recently looked at the site and found scanned copies of books by Australian authors including Helen Garner, Michelle de Kretzer, Tim Winton and many more. Juliet Rogers is the CEO of ASA. She told me they contacted the Internet Archive asking for the books to be taken down.
They do have a statement on their own website saying that they, you know, work to uphold copyright, etc. And we ask them to exercise their own copyright policy and remove books by Australian authors which are protected by copyright. They are relying on the fair use copyright regime that operates in the US. But we don't have that regime here, and they also have another sort of legal opinion that they're relying on, but that is not okay for Australian authors.
So what is your advice to Australian authors who might find themselves published on this site?
Well, we did get a response from the Open Library, and they said that they preferred to deal with the actual authors individually, and that they were always willing to hear from them. So we've taken them at their word and suggested to our authors that if they are on the site and are concerned and haven't given permission, that they write and ask with a takedown notice, which we've given them a draft, that they can try and get their books off the site.
I get a feeling, Juliet, that this might not be the end of this story.
I share that feeling with you, Claire, but of course if we don't, at least this is getting some momentum, and it's not that authors are trying to block people having access to their work, but they depend on their income from their intellectual property. And if this and this doctrine of, you know, everything should be free, will how are we going to generate wonderful writing if nobody ever gets paid?
Juliet Rogers from the Australian Society of Authors there. And if you're an author who wants your book removed from the Open Library site, there's a suggested letter you can send on the ASA website. And I've got a party idea I reckon all of us could get behind. At a silent reading party, a group of people get together and read. There are various branches of silent reading groups around the world, including the new Melbourne group, the STFU Reading Society. Organiser Rachel Bettines organised a silent reading meetup in Carlton Gardens last week. Here she is explaining how it works.
We generally have a mingle for about 10-15 minutes, and then at 11 o'clock, which is the start time, I say, "All right, guys, we're gonna do some quiet reading now." And I set an alarm for about an hour, and we read for an hour, and then my alarm goes off and I'm like, "All right, cool, everyone get up, stretch, go grab a coffee if you want, go and go to the bathroom, have a chat, have a mingle, say, oh, what are you reading? Is that good? I've been meaning to read that." Have a little chat, and then we do that for about 15 minutes, and then we do another 40 minutes of reading, and then we finish, and then it's done.
Rachel says the formalised event encourages readers to ignore distractions like their phones and focus on reading. Similar silent reading events are now being planned across the country, and I've got my eye on a silent reading party planned to coincide with Perth Writers Week this weekend.